Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Live and Local. I'm Eric Law, and I am also very stoked to have 40 reps in the studio this evening. Thank you guys so much for making your way from Lakeside all the way here to Charlottesville to hang out with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty excited to get into some of the music, but before I jump the gun on that one, just you guys go around, introduce yourselves, let us know who you are, what you play, and what your favorite food is.
I'm Tommy Clemens. I play rhythm guitar and lead vocals. Favorite food? It's a toss-up. I always love a good cheeseburger, so I'm going to go with that.
I'm Eric Maupin. I play second guitar, if you want to call it that, and then I do backup vocals. My favorite food's probably, I like a good taco. I'm going to go with that.
My name's David. I play drums, and I'd say I like steaks.
Hey, I'm Becca. I play bass and I sing backup vocals, and I think I'm going to have to go quesadilla. I love a good quesadilla.
I'm getting a pretty Tex-Mex vibe from these answers here. Yeah. Burger qualifies. Throw some jalapenos on there. It doesn't matter what my favorite food is. I'm here every month, but it's important to know what you like so that we can kind of dive into your taste and then your musical taste. Well, we got some equipment set up just to kind of give the audience an opportunity to get their feet wet. You guys want to play a live one for us?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
What do you feel like playing right now?
I guess we're going to play Heads Up.
Let's give it a listen. It's 40 reps with Heads Up here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. That's 40 Reps with their song Heads Up. And that one, that was a single a little while back, right?
Yeah, it was the first single we dropped off the album.
And with the album, that came out at the end of last year?
Last year, November 17th.
Yeah, I want to say it was towards the end of November. It came out on Satan Records. That was the first of three singles.
And with that record, where'd you guys do the recording process?
We did the recording. It was in Lakeside, our friend Pedro Aida at Audio Verte.
Nice. You have a fun time doing the recording, or a little stressful?
Oh, it was a blast. I guess we did it tail end of winter, January, February, March. Probably a total of 2 weeks, kind of all spread out.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, fun time.
Yeah, it was super fun.
You guys have one you might want to play from the record?
Yeah, I think next we're probably going to play Small Town Blues.
Sweet. I know that's a good one, but let's let the audience decide. It's 40 Reps with Small Town Blues on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. It's 40 Reps live in the Rock Hit studio, blessing us with some sick gang vocals on that track. In writing that one, we can all assume, you know, pop punk, small town kind of fits the theme. Is there anything more to that song in terms of the writing process?
That's definitely with the idea of, you know, classic pop punk, growing up in a small town, living in a small town, trying to get out of a small town. A lot of it is written about the perspective of a friend watching someone actually getting out of the small town. and going through all that and like, I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty common theme in the pop punk genre, which I guess leads me to the next question, which is what are some of each of your influences? Like what are the most influential bands you would have to pick apart? What is 40 Reps in terms of your inspiration?
So I grew up listening to all sorts of different stuff, getting really into, in my later years, big bands I think of as the Menzingers, Flatliners I'm a huge fan of. I've taken a lot of inspiration from those groups.
All right, how about you, Eric?
I'd say I listened to a lot of Iron Sheik, used to listen to a lot of Tidal Fight, getting back into their stuff, a lot of some bands that aren't super well known, like The Holy Mess.
So I have to put a pin before we move on that one. You mentioned Tidal Fight. We had a band back in about a year ago. They had mentioned Tidal Fight, and I had to bring up Hold Tight. Are you a fan of Hold Tight out of Richmond?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Alex Wilhelm and Jake from that band. Great band.
I don't know them personally, but I remember going to see them with Bomb the Music Industry and a bunch of other bands long time ago, but I just will never get over how great they were. They were so good live.
They were such a good band. I actually came across their first record. I can't remember how many records they put out now. It might have been two, but I came across, believe it was their first record over at Vinyl Conflict, and I'm mad I didn't buy it now because it was a really good record, and I can remember seeing them play that entire record live at the Camel. Really great band.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't mean to hold you up, but David, how about you? What are some influences that really drive you?
I guess like my early days, I listened to a lot of like classic punk, just like Circle Jerks, Black Flag, Rancid, but a lot now in Tidal Fight and Menzingers also in Flatliners, and a lot of Against Me. But nowadays, I've been listening to a lot more hardcore, I'd say, and like metalcore, like Counterparts, Kublai Khan, a lot of that.
Well, I guess with you on drums, that does make a lot more sense. All right. And last but not least, Becca, how about you? What are some influences that really drive your performance?
I don't know. It's hard to say. There's so many bands I love, and they're kind of all over the place. Anything from Lunatics to Cranberries to System of a Down. I mean, hard to pick just a few, but I guess there are just a few right there. So.
Well, I feel like they're all kind of under the same umbrella to some extent. Not necessarily all in one major category, but makes for a great sound. You guys sound great.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And I'd love to have you play another one, but we just have to take a quick break. But after that, you down for some more music?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Taking a short little break. We'll be back in just a bit.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is coming from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl records, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your unwanted music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and even vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and in Richmond's Carytown. Individual store hours and more are at plan9music.com.
Support for the station today is coming from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and is available for your private event, too. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm Eric Law, hanging in the Rock Hits studio with 40 Reps. I've got Tommy, Becca, Eric, and David hanging in the studio, but not for too much longer. I'm going to make you guys get to work in a little bit here. But but yeah, is there another one you might want to play for us? Something from the previous album or something you have in the works? You know, anything is fair
game. We released our debut EP in 21, I believe it was. But we're going to play the song off that called Waiting.
All right. 40 Reps here in the Rock Kids studio with Waiting on Live and Local.
Breaking
That's 40 reps here in the Rock Hit studio with Waiting. And I guess the question that's on my mind and everybody else's mind, I have to guess, is it, you know, 40 representatives? Are you doing 40 reps of a specific workout? Are you holding 40s and lifting them continuously? What is 40 reps?
The third one nails it. We originally talked about we'd been burning through names, trying to come up with something for the project. And then we're tossing out random stuff. And we ended up on 40 reps. It is the concept of 40-ounce bottle repetitions.
Yeah, I think the gym might be a little upset if we bring those in. But I feel like it'd be more fun. It's definitely a fun name. And it caught my attention because I was like, what? What? Okay. And then just the music itself after the name, that was enough. I was hooked. Not that I'm addicted to music or anything.
I was going to say, you'd be surprised how many fitness accounts tag us with like 40 reps, and we get tagged in certain fitness accounts, people working out and stuff. So
you guys should do like a collaboration with your next record. Maybe do like a release at a gym. Do like a hardcore show at a gym.
Get that Gold's Gym sponsorship.
You could go for it. You could really shoot for it. I mean, they do them in laundromats. They do the little pop-up shows.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on how much you're okay with getting arrested, I guess.
Crunch Fitness, you know?
Yeah.
We got to pick our gym wisely.
That'd be easier.
Anywhere's a venue once.
Yeah.
I guess that's the takeaway here. Well, speaking of venue, tonight's venue here at the radio station, still got your gear set up. Any other tunes you might want to play for us?
Yeah, we're going to play another one off the album. This song is called Tethers.
All right. 40 reps here in the Rock Hit studio on Live and Local. It's Tethers. Check it out on Rock Hits 92.3.
This is Tethers, take 3. And Mary's stuck on the same set, facing the carpet, sitting in her ex-boyfriend's apartment. Face at the bottom, it's gonna get better, oh, it's gonna get better. Slurring the blah-blahs, I'm looking for the drama, but if there's not a problem, then she'll cause one. Face at the bottom, hanging my tethers, oh, it's gonna get better. And she says no. It's getting dark outside and her. Oh, it's too little, too late, and it's time to hit the road. And Mary's talking the same shit, she face displacing all her fucking problems on her favorites. Face at the bottom, it's gonna get better, oh, it's gonna get better. Don't come as a surprise, put away from capsize, serving through the whiskey and the cheap lies. Face at the bottom, hanging my tethers, oh, it's gonna get better. And she says no. It's getting dark outside and I don't wanna go. You fucking leave it alone. It's too little, too late, and it's time to head. same old news. Yeah, I'm getting so sick of talking to you. Driving down the road, listen to your favorite song on the radio. I know you're all fucked up and you're ready to go. Mary's stuck on the same shit, facing the carpet, sleeping in her ex-boyfriend's apartment. Facing the bottom, it's gonna get better. Oh, it's gonna get better. Slurring the blah blah, don't work for the drama. But if there's not a problem, then two calls, one. Facing the bottle, picking my tethers. Oh, it's gonna get better. Oh, it's gonna get better!
That one felt pretty dumb. It's 40 reps with Tethers here on Rock Hits 92.3. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Eric Law, and if you're just joining us, got Tommy, Eric, David, and Becca hanging in the Rock Hits studio from 40 reps. Again, thank you guys so much for coming, blessing us with some sick music. Charlottesville's a little bit jam bandy, so it's nice to have something a little bit harder here at the radio station.
Heck yeah.
Super stoked to be here.
We can't do this show without local musicians. I actually say it every show, but we can't do it without people like you. You guys are putting in work, writing music, getting out. It's almost like you're playing a whole show. You have to lug all of your equipment in here, which some pretty heavy equipment. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you could probably see the picture, but if you're listening on the radio, let's go ahead and tell everybody what we're working with. What's the gear tonight?
So I play through a Orange combo amplifier. I fell in love with Orange a long time ago, so as soon as I get my fingers on one, I was hooked. And recently just purchased Gibson Les Paul Special that I have just fallen in love with. It screams for me.
Tommy's got the Orange combo amp. And what was the guitar you said?
The Gibson Les Paul Special.
Oh, jealous. All right. All right, Eric, what are you working with?
I am also working with a Orange Head, Orange Crush 100, and then that's plugged into a Marshall 212 cab, and then I'm rocking a Reverend guitar. I want to say the model is Gabrielle. I could be pronouncing that wrong.
I'm not an expert, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Drums?
I'm working with the Blue Wood Grain DW kit. Rocking with the Peist 900 series cymbals. Got a 16-inch crash, 18-inch crash. I think it's 20-inch ride, or 22, one of the two. And Peist Rood hi-hats.
So you have a 60-inch crash?
16. Did I say 60?
I heard my hearing's terrible, but...
I might have.
16 makes a lot more sense.
60 is like a truck tire.
60 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Becca, what are you got for your gear?
Well, I've got an SX bass. It's basically a P bass copy. And then I'm playing through a Galleon Kruger 500 Gold Line. And then I've also got a Mesa Boogie 212 cab. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I've got a little Sans Amp pedal that I play with as well. So.
Mesa Boogie, still standing the test of time.
It's solid. I bought it off a friend, so I was very lucky. I got a good deal.
Nice. Yeah, it's definitely something that once you get your hands on it, don't let go. Well, all that sounds like some pretty awesome gear and some pretty good taste in music. How about we break out another track?
Yeah. This is the closer off the album. It's called Hotel Lobby.
All right. It's 40 reps with Hotel Lobby here on Rock Hits 92.3 live and local. We'll be right back.
up and drain the damage. Fall asleep to your cold blue eyes that burn like lightning in my mind. I wish I never knew your name. Still a bubble of disdain. Fall asleep out in the rain and pray that I will wash away. And I can't stop now and I won't try. I don't see a reason why should I have to make excuses just to keep you alone. Say you can't stop now, you don't know why. Loving you with all my mind. I don't have to make excuses just to keep you alone. Maybe just gonna know.
Reps with Hotel Lobby, and I am really loving the guitar tone at the end of that. You guys had some harmonies going there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh, love it.
That
love
was
it.
Actually something we worked on in the studio.
Yeah, I was on the spot.
Came about in the studio. We decided to add a little bit more flair to it. I think Pedro actually helped us produce that part of it, so that was cool.
Well, live it sounds great. I'm really excited to re-listen to this record after hearing you guys this evening. It's going to be a nice compare and contrast to see what that live sound is. Just that experience of being there while it's being played live is just so much more different, mm-hmm. You know. And speaking of how different live sound, recorded sound can be, I know that in writing songs you can have some dynamics in the way that the song sounds. Is there one that kind of gives us a little bit of a different feel than some of the ones we've heard already?
Yeah, off the album is a White Picket Fence. We try to come out, show a little more of a softer side, a little more slow dance.
All right, let's break it out. It's White Picket Fence by 40 Reps here on Rock Hits 92.3 for live and local.
Yeah, I'll just start it up and my best like normal.
British accent for the chorus.
Oh, God. Hell yeah. All right. This is White Picket Fence, take one.
You don't care about your reputation. You don't care about what your friends think. And you don't care about how much you've had to drink. All you care about is going home with me. And you don't care about the dead of mess and skinny jeans. All you care about is going home with me.
I was waiting for the signal that time before I stopped. for his favorite trick. Alright. I'm gonna dive right into this time. This is White Picket Fence, take two.
You don't care about your reputation.
White Picket Fence by 40 Reps here on Rock Hits 92.3. You're listening to Live and Local, and that call and response in that song, really liking that on the chorus. Who's responsible for implementing that?
So it was always in the last hook, when the song picks up, was always the call and response. And then same thing when we hit in the studio, Pedro, the producer, he was asking for more. He said, bring that out more, do more of that every time. And so we just leaned into it.
It's a good hook to it with the call and response. And then I also really enjoyed, kind of sounds a little bit like Against Me, little Social Distortion in my opinion. Starts off nice and slow, but that tempo change, I mean, really drives toward the end of the song. With that, do you feel like a solo is necessary in every song? I know that's more of a personal opinion, but...
I personally don't feel it's necessary. I think it's a good thing when we're sitting around writing a song, not wanting it to be too short or too long, you know, not trying to hit that 5-minute mark, but not trying to hit the 2-minute mark. I think it's a good tool to use to just eat up some time.
Well, while we're on the subject of time, it's about that time for us to take a break, but we'll be back with more 40 Reps with their catalog tracks in just a bit. Don't go away.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
From light years away to downtown Gotham, from Ant-Man to the X-Men, Hello Comics is your portal to the world of new and vintage comics and graphic novels here in Charlottesville. Hello Comics staff can guide you through their inventory of thousands of comics, along with collectibles, games, posters, and toys. Hello Comics is on the downtown mall and in the Seminole Square Shopping Center. On Instagram, it's at Hello Comics VA. Hello Comics supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Support today for Rock Hits 92.3 is coming from Jack Brown's Beer and Burger Joint, featuring gourmet burgers made with American Wagyu beef in a classic dive bar environment. At Jack Brown's, you also find a rotating selection of beers, including flagship locals. Jack Brown's Beer and Burger Joint is at 109 2nd Street Southeast, just off the downtown mall. Open 11 till midnight, Sunday through Wednesday, and 11 till 2 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Jack Brown's menu and online ordering can be found at jackbrownsjoint.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Live and Local. I am joined in the studio by 40 Reps. And just to give everybody a refresher, you want to go around, introduce yourselves, let the audience know what you play?
I'm Tommy Clemens. I play electric guitar, rhythm, and lead vocals.
I'm Eric Maupin. I play electric guitar as well. You could say lead guitar and backup vocals.
I'm David, and I play the drums.
I'm Becca. I play bass, and I do backup vocals.
And I'm Eric, and you probably know that I'm here quite a lot. In any case, you guys got some stuff going on. Where can people support you, and what you got coming up?
Yeah, we're gearing up for shows, getting ready this spring and summer. Our next big event is at Cobra Cabana in Richmond on April 30th.
Yep, April 30th, 2 touring bands, one from Germany called Eaten by Snakes, and the other band is called The Carolyn. They're from Atlanta, Georgia. And then our good buddies from Richmond, Steel Boy, are going to be on the bill as well.
Which I think we'll maybe have something a little special from them a little later. But yep. Just a hint. Eaten by Snakes is a sick name.
It's a good name.
I have to say that. That all sounds really fun. Hopefully, if you're listening to this when it airs, you can go check that out in Richmond. And if not, if you're listening to the podcast, well, you can support them on their socials. But real quick, you got one that you want to play for us from the catalog?
Yeah, we'll do what I consider our ballad off the album. It's called Judy.
Let's check it out. It's 40 Reps with Judy on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Get my eyes on her while I was
40 Reps with Judy from their catalog. That one's off the record. And speaking of the record, now you guys came out with that one last year and talking about some stuff that you have coming up. Where can people support you to find out about some things that are coming up later down the line?
You can find 40 Reps. We're live on Spotify, Bandcamp. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
And I think you had mentioned maybe something to keep an eye out for a little later this year.
Yeah, we're posting news. Keep your eyes peeled for big things coming this summer. Big news in June.
All right, you heard it here first. 40 Reps this June, big news. Better hit up those socials. Before then, though, let's get some more 40 Reps in. You guys got another catalog track?
Yeah, we'll play another one off the album. It's called Looking for Trouble.
Sweet. It's 40 Reps with Looking for Trouble here on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Reps with Looking for Trouble, and we're getting to the part of the show, shine the local spotlight on some of our local favorites, your local favorites. Is there anybody out there you want to show a little love for?
Yeah, we mentioned before, I think we'd like to do a track with Steel Boy. We'll do Bodies in the Basement.
All right. Another Richmond band, Steel Boy, Bodies in the Basement, here on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Steel Boy with Bodies in the Basement. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Eric Law in the studio with 40 Reps. I have got Tommy, Eric, Becca, and David. And I think we've got time for one more local pick. Is there another one you might want to share?
We're thinking about doing Dark Waters from RVA, Fever Dream.
All right. Dark Waters with Fever Dream here on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
What time is it? Since 4 a.m., now that I'm over it, it's harder than it's been. Colorblind like street lights and liars, the guide is home. Home is where the hurt is overflowing in the cold. I've had enough of dreams I've been let down. The heart
That's Dark Waters with Fever Dream here on Rock Hits 92.3. And we're getting to the end of Live and Local. It's always sad, but I am really stoked that y'all were able to come on out, make the trip, and play some just fantastic music here in the studio. Thank you guys again so much for coming on out tonight.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thanks Absolutely. For having us.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, it has been my pleasure. And where can people support you, give you money, buy your stuff, you know, maybe help you with rent and enjoy your awesome music?
Yeah, again, just check us, hit us the follow on Facebook and Instagram. We're up on Bandcamp and Spotify. And if you find yourself in Richmond, come support us locally.
We've got a merch table set up normally, and also you can buy our album off of Satan Records.com.
And don't forget Bandcamp Friday. You can support those artists a little bit more at the end of the week. I know you dropped your socials, but I have to ask, no OnlyFans, right? For the band?
No, we talked about it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe a spicy calendar coming down the line.
That one I can get behind.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled. Spicy calendar, 40 reps. Coming up sometime, maybe. We'll figure that one out. Coming up soon, we have Search and Destroy in a little bit with Mark the Shark. You can get in some ska, punk, hardcore, and more for your Sunday night starting at 8 o'clock, so don't go away. Tune in next month for another episode of Live and Local. We'll have Shagwolf in the studio, so you can keep posted with some of the latest with them. But don't go away. Mark the Shark going to kick it up a notch for you in just a little bit. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.